Mayonnaise and hollandaise look like opposites. One sits cold in a jar in the door of the refrigerator and survives for weeks. The other is whisked over a warm bath, finished at the last possible minute, and begins to fail the moment it cools. One uses neutral oil, the other clarified butter. One reads as American sandwich condiment, the other as the French Sunday morning. And yet, and this is the small fact that changes how a cook thinks about both, they are the same sauce. Same architecture, same emulsifier, same physics. The only meaningful difference is which fat happens to be on duty and at what temperature the structure is asked to hold. The word that connects them is emulsion, which is a piece of vocabulary worth unpacking, because most cooks have heard it without ever being told what it actually names. An emulsion is a suspension of tiny droplets of one liquid inside another liquid that would, left alone, refuse to mix. Oil and water are the canonical pair. Shake them in a jar, and they separate within seconds, because the oil molecules want to be near other oil molecules, and the water molecules want to be near other water molecules, and neither side has any incentive to compromise. To force a stable mixture, you need a third substance, an emulsifier, whose job is to stand at the boundary between the two phases and broker the truce. In both mayonnaise and hollandaise, the broker is the same. Lecithin, a fat and phosphorus compound concentrated in egg yolk. Lecithin is what chemists call amphiphilic, which is a useful word. One end of the molecule loves water, the other end loves fat. When you whisk oil into yolk, the lecithin molecules arrange themselves around each microscopic oil droplet, water-loving heads outward, fat-loving tails buried in the oil. The droplets are now wrapped in a chemical jacket that lets them coexist with water. The sauce holds. Mayonnaise is the cold version of this trick. Egg yolk, a teaspoon of vinegar or lemon juice, a pinch of salt, and then oil, neutral oil, drizzled in slowly enough that the lecithin can keep up with the volume of new droplets to coat. What you end up with is roughly 70 to 80% oil by weight, dispersed in a continuous phase of about 20 to 30% water and yolk. And the structure is stable at room temperature, essentially forever. Refrigerate it, and it lasts longer still. The reason mayonnaise is so forgiving is that nothing in its system is temperature sensitive in the dangerous range. Cold oil stays liquid enough not to crystallize the droplets. The yolk proteins are not being asked to do anything that heat would unfold. Hollandaise is the warm version, and warmth is where the trouble lives. Egg yolk, lemon juice, salt, and then melted butter whisked in over heat, usually a bain-marie, occasionally direct in a blender. The structural physics is identical. The yolk emulsifies the butter the same way it emulsifies oil. But butter is roughly 80% fat and 20% water, and butterfat is solid below about 32 degrees Celsius, soft until 35 degrees Celsius, fully liquid only above that. The sauce has to be kept warm enough that the butterfat stays liquid, and not warm enough that the egg proteins themselves coagulate, which begins around 65 degrees Celsius for yolk, and accelerates badly above 80 degrees Celsius. The functional window is narrow, roughly 60 to 65 degrees Celsius in the bowl, with 80 degrees Celsius as the cliff edge. Step over it, and the egg proteins denature, the lecithin coats rupture, and the emulsion breaks. This is the connection worth holding on to. From why eggs cook to 11 different temperatures. The yolk in hollandaise is doing two jobs at once, holding the sauce together as an emulsifier and riding the edge of its own coagulation curve. What breaking actually looks like is unmistakable once you have seen it. The sauce, which a moment ago was thick and glossy and the color of pale corn silk, suddenly goes thin and grainy. Droplets of yellow butterfat appear on the surface. Water weeps out from below. The lecithin jackets have torn. The droplets have coalesced back into a continuous oil phase. The sauce has unmade itself into the two phases it started as. The rescue, fortunately, is mechanical and not philosophical. Take a fresh yolk in a new bowl, add a teaspoon of warm water and a squeeze of lemon, whisk to loosen, and then drizzle the broken sauce into it the way you originally drizzled the butter. Slowly, droplet by droplet, giving the new lecithin time to coat each one. An immersion blender does the same job faster and is what I reach for in practice. Harold McGee, in On Food and Cooking, walks through the physics of this rescue at length, and his summary is the one I trust. The emulsion broke because the coats failed, and rebuilding it means giving the droplets new coats one at a time. The butter that broke is not ruined. It is just temporarily uncoated. The connection to why butter is the spine of French cooking is worth naming here. Hollandaise is, in a real sense, the most concentrated argument the French sauce tradition makes for butter as a structural ingredient rather than a finishing one. The whole sauce is butter held in suspension. Strip the butter out, and there is nothing left but a thin lemony yolk. There are several views on this in working kitchens. Some chefs swear by hand whisking over a bain-marie and consider the blender method a shortcut that loses something. Texture, perhaps, or the meditative attention the slow method enforces. Others, including some I respect, bypass the bain entirely and make hollandaise in a blender by pouring hot butter into a yolk and lemon base and letting the blade do the emulsifying. Some bain-marie practitioners keep the water at a bare tremble, others let it simmer harder and trust their wrist. My view, the method matters less than understanding the temperature window. Stay under 80 degrees Celsius in the bowl and the sauce stays together. Cross 80 degrees Celsius and no amount of whisking will save you. The window is the thing. The method is just whatever route gets you safely across it. What unites mayonnaise and hollandaise, then, is not a recipe family, but a structural family. Both are oil and water emulsions, stabilized by lecithin from egg yolk. One uses neutral oil and lives at room temperature. The other uses butterfat and lives in a narrow thermal band above the melting point of butter and below the coagulation point of yolk. Understand that, and the entire sauce shelf, beurre blanc, sauce béarnaise, sauce mousseline, even the aioli of the Mediterranean coast, stops looking like a list of recipes and starts looking like variations on a single piece of physics. Which is what cooking, at its best, almost always turns out to be.